This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel has issued new evacuation orders in the central Gaza Strip, forcing more families to flee, saying its forces intend to act against militant group Hamas and others operating in the area. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Premature Palestinian babies were being evacuated from the main hospital in Gaza's Deir Bala on Monday, following new evacuation orders issued by Israel. The United Nations said humanitarian aid operations in the area have ground to a halt as a result of the new orders, and more families have been forced to flee. Some now live in makeshift tents on the beach in Gaza's Khan Yunis. Israel has issued several evacuation orders across Gaza in recent days, the most since the beginning of the 10-month-old war.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. UNICEF began delivering doses of a polio vaccine to Gaza on Sunday as part of an operation aimed at vaccinating up to 640,000 children.
The objective is to lead a large-scale vaccination campaign against poliovirus type 2 in cooperation with WHO, UNRWA, and other partners.
Chief of Communication at UNICEF State of Palestine, Jonathan Cricks. Ongoing fighting and unrest have challenged humanitarian efforts during the more than 10 months of war. Other polio cases are suspected across the largely devastated territory after the virus was detected in wastewater in six locations in July. A Greek-flagged crude oil tanker has been on fire in the Red Sea since Friday after an attack by Yemen's Houthis with no obvious signs of an oil spill, the EU Red Sea naval mission said in a post on X on Monday. They posted photos dated Sunday showing fire and smoke coming out of the vessel's